So now the next part is the fun part of this interview. You get to tell me everything. If you could have all the money in the world and you could build your dream house, tell me everything about that dream house. Like everything that's in it, everything that how it's designed, everything.
Well, I'd probably just build it from the ground on up. Mm-hmm. I probably have like probably about 10 to 12 rooms where I go get my grandma and everybody, you know, and just build a pool in the back, have little kids, a little playground in the back, just a whole lot of things, horses, all kind of stuff. Probably have like probably two big cars, where trucks, CBLs or whatever they call it. About two of those. Probably have like the living room. I want a big living room with the little what you call it, sectional sofas. Have that in the big screen TVs. The mirrors on the wall. The big fish aquariums that they be having with the big old fishes. I have one of those. Probably have surround sound for the TV and the stereo and stuff. Probably want some marble floors. the rooms. Probably get them little. They probably, all of them have their own room then. Get each one of them a room. Put a full bed in each one. Decorate the little girl room probably with what you call it, Powerpuff, the little boy, Digimon, Pokemon, whatever. That's basically it.
Okay. And what about some of the furniture that you'll have in, like, your bedroom? You didn't even talk about your room.
Oh, my room, I probably have one of those big beds like they have on some of the show with the big headboards, the long poles that's on all sides. Probably that hardwood, probably some black, yeah. Marble floors on there too. Probably have a big screen TV in my room. Probably have a big portrait of the whole family in the living room on the wall too. Yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that.
Okay. So then tell me about like your mom's house. What is your mom's house like?
She has a nice house. She has green leather in the living room. She loves to get stuff in. Like, if it's something like a lamp on the side of the road, she'll get it and fix it, and it, you know, and it look like it's new. And it, she'll fix it and put it in there, and it look like it's just brand new, like she bought it. And she has a lot of stuff, but, you know, it's real nice. She has a lot of stuff in her living room. She stands. She has a fish aquarium. She has a little aquarium thing. Well, it's not aquarium, it's some little water thing that you plug up and the water just comes, like a porcelain thing. Mm-hmm. Plug it up and the water come out. She had like two of those in the living room. She has green floors, her rug green, the curtains in the living room green. She has a lot of stuff in her living room. Yeah. Her dinette set is like checkerboard, black and white. It's real cute. She has some little cups on the table, black wine glass. She has some fake ice cubes in them. I don't know what she get them from, but she got some fake ice cubes in it. It's real neat the way she got it fixed up, though.
Yeah,
really
like
yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about what it was like growing up around here.
Well, basically, it was okay because I had my grandmom around. But my mom couldn't help. My mom was with my dad. My grandma mostly had me. My grandma mostly raised me. So my mom lived with her mom still. And my dad mom had me. Excuse me. And I was always with my grandma off. When she go, I went. So, yeah, I had a good childhood life. So now I'm on my own. But I still call her when I need her.